And here we are back at the Seaplane Base. We do this every year on the fly. We come out here on Saturday and hang out with all the great folks out here that like the planes with the floats on them and amphibians. And they even had an albatross in here earlier today, which is quite a treat for a seaplane base to be visited by an albatross anywhere in the world. Right now, Mark Rassi joins me, and Mark, you are a former chairman here at the Seaplane Base, correct?
That is correct. I actually grew up in the bay just north of here, so this is basically my backyard. I've been doing this ever since I was about 12 years old, volunteering in one capacity or another. Like you say, I was a chairman for a number of the years, and now I come back to volunteer to tow the airplanes from the docks out to the mooring buoys. We have a great day today. Like you just said, we had a visit from an albatross. That is nice to see some heavy metal flying boats. What we have here in our lagoon is enough mooring buoys to house approximately 90 aircraft. What they do is, as they check the NOTAMs for their arrivals, which is basically rules or regulations to guide them into the seaplane base, once they land in the outer bay, they taxi in. We do have a point controller. Point controller will talk on the radio for those aircraft that do have radios and electrical systems. And what they'll do is communicate with our dock coordinator that make sure that an available dock is available for them to come in and fuel and unload. Once they have done that, then we have the dock workers who will put on a bridle, which is a rope that goes onto the prop of the aircraft. And then we have boat drivers that then hook up to the aircraft and tow them out to the mooring buoys. And that's where they are housed overnight, basically. So we have a miniature airport here, basically, with our point controller. It's not an official air traffic control facility, but what the point controller will do is communicate with the aircraft that are flying, those that are at the dock, and those that have landed or ready to taxi out. So it can be quite a busy operation with a number of boats, docks, and aircraft coming and going. It's a lot of fun.
When an airplane is going to come to the AirVenture Seaplane Base, they check the NOTAM, of course. And in the NOTAM, there is a special section for the seaplane base, correct?
That is correct. And basically what it is to coordinate with the air operations of the main airport, so that we don't interfere, so that the arrivals or the air show aircraft are separated from those that are flying at the seaplane base. So in the NOTAMs, it will describe, you know, the distances and altitudes and so forth, and then a brief description of once the aircraft are on the water and how we will conduct the operations going to and from the docks. It's just a preliminary information for the pilots.
So do they have to actually communicate with the tower at Oshkosh then?
No, and in fact, we encourage them not to. The rivals that for the NOTAMs in Oshkosh have it set up where they basically get in a row, and those airplanes will circle at certain points and then follow one another basically into the airport. And there's very little verbal communication except for the final segment of the arrival into Oshkosh. So they don't really want to talk to the seaplanes because they're not going into the airport. So you don't need a radio to coming into the seaplane base. Most airplanes now have them, even if they don't have an electrical system on the airplane. They have a handheld or so forth. And it's just an advisory frequency that we use to notify the pilot as to the wind conditions, the current altimeter, and any local traffic in the area.
And that's your point controller that does that.
That's correct. Who is a volunteer? Many of the volunteers that work out there do have some experience with working with either retired air traffic control or with the FAA or just a pilot that is aware of our operation. They're not really controlling. They're advising the pilots to come in.
So talk to us a little bit about what type of volunteer opportunities are out here. You have a lot of different sides to this operation. You have a harbor master. You have that has to deal with all the boats, correct, that retrieve the airplanes and the pilots and all their luggage?
That's correct. It's quite dynamic. It's really a miniature AirVenture convention on its own. And what we have here is an office. We have registrations. We have a food tent. We have a campground. We have bus service. We have garbage control. We have an entrance gate, an exit gate. We have multiple boats that are used to tow the aircraft to and from the mooring buoys. We have pontoon boat drivers that take people out for an excursion tour around the harbor. We have entertainment. We have a volunteer coordinator. The list is quite lengthy as to what it takes to run an operation like this. And, you know, we all get to enjoy it for a year, but it really takes about 7 months of available time to plan and coordinate. And then we have to also work with the entities of the Sheriff's Department, the Fire Department, local dive teams, the Coast Guard, the FAA, and to have procedures in place in the event that we do have an emergency. So it's quite involved, and there are many volunteer opportunities out here. And we like to tell everybody, but we whisper, because we don't want everybody to know about it. But yet, it's such a great secret that we do tell everybody.
Yeah, well, that is one thing that I've been told numerous times, and that is that once you come out to the seaplane base, you'll never not visit Oshkosh and not attend at least an afternoon at the seaplane base.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, both the main field convention and the seaplane base have a lot to offer. One thing that you don't find at the main field very often are trees. I mean, I know that sounds kind of silly to say, but, you know, when you're at a main airport, they cut down the trees. It's just a piece of concrete and grass, and there's no shade. And you come down to the seaplane base, and, you know, I might exaggerate by saying that it's 20 degrees cooler, but it truly is. You get the breeze, and of course you're right next to the water. We have a beautiful sand beach. Many people, when it does get too hot, find themselves just taking a dip in the lake. It's just a very relaxing atmosphere compared to the main field. So it is a nice escape, and most people that, like you say, once have visited the seaplane base do want to come back and visit it once again.
So let's talk about this end of the area over here. There's a nice spectator area back behind the lagoon, which is actually the landing area for the seaplanes, correct? That's actually the actual base.
Yeah, that's correct.
Runway, I should say, or waterway.
That's correct. It's a very unique setting here where we have the big lake. And it's approximately 30 miles by 10 miles, and that's very approximate. But it's a big body of water, and the takeoff and landing zone, if you will, is out in the bay, we call it. And then the mooring is in the lagoon, and the entrance to the lagoon is about 150 feet wide, wide enough to have the airplanes taxi in and come up to the docks. But all the aircraft operations are out in the outer bay. And a spectator area, like you say, where you can watch the airplanes take off and land. And we do have a few docks out there for the transient aircraft that are maybe have giving passengers, you know, their friends rides or what have you. We try to keep those aircraft just out in the outer bay just to avoid having the traffic clog up our arrival docks. We also have a big tent over here, as you can see. And that's for, of course, inclement weather. You know, we don't have a lot of housing here if we do have rain. Also, we have what's called a watermelon social, which is tonight, actually. We have served up to 800 people, and it's a pig roast with watermelon and refreshments, and it's just a great time. You don't have to be a member of any organization to participate in that. It's just a bunch of people that are enthusiasts that want to hang out with fellow pilots and be at the waterfront and look at seaplanes and talk about seaplanes, and it's just really a neat, fun time. And I believe that starts this evening around 5:30 and goes until about dark.
That's great. And, of course, the Seaplane Base is a total family affair, a great family operation. I assume this is your wife and your son in front of us here.
that is a good assumption. And, yes, it is a family event. When I was heavily involved in with the chairman, my wife ran the office and was, again, heavily volunteer. We used to say about 20 hours a day, and what's neat is the camaraderie or the family reunion type atmosphere or event where we get together with the same people every year for this week, and it's really fun to spend time together. So what we'll do is work or slash volunteer all day long, and then in the evening we have our camaraderie around the campfire. And as you can see, my son here, who's been here for well, since he was born.
And probably every year, huh?
Absolutely. Yeah, it gets into your blood, and we all want to be here, and it's just a really good time.
Well, and I see some young people running around volunteering. I would imagine that you encourage them to start fairly young, as soon as they can have the ability to do something here to help out.
Absolutely. We try to at least have some kind of involvement so that the kids get interested. It's such a family event that when you have young kids, you don't want to turn them away. And so there is a legal requirement, as far as volunteering on an official capacity. And once they meet that 14 years of age, then they can officially volunteer. But like we have activities that we try to encourage family members to be involved with, whether it be with swimming or little activities in the tent or sitting around the campfire. So it might not be in an official volunteer capacity until they're old enough, but it truly is a family event. We want to keep the next generation interested in seaplane flying.
All right, Mark Rassi, thank you very much for joining us on EA Radio today and sharing your experiences here at the Seaplane Base with us. Jaymont G on the fly, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we'll have some more excitement from out here on the water. Jaymont G, we're on the fly.